Good evening, Dr. Schnee. Dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, Ramsdale, R-A-M-S-D-A-L-E. This goes to Dr. Bulkuk on 1/30/24. Mrs. Ramsdale performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/7/23, there's been no significant change period to paragraph compression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Robert Birch, B-U-R-C-H. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 1/30/24, Mr. Birch performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, urinary saturation was 100% period. The patient walked 551 meters in 6 minutes. With a saturation at the end of the study, 99% period. No paragraph compression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on John Curry, C-U-R-R-Y. This goes to Dr. Scott Gerard. On 1/30/24, Mr. Curry performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, urinary saturation was 98% period. Patient walked 527 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 95% period, and paragraph impression. Normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Linda Story, S-T-O-R-I-E. On 1/30/24, Mrs. Story performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. And there was a severe impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators period. The paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Teresa M. Broselli, A-M-B-R-O-S-E-L-L-I. This goes to Dr. Tester. On 1/30/24, Mrs. Ambroselli performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired. There was a moderate degree of airway obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. There was a good response to bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airway obstruction period compared to a prior study dated 2/9/23. There's been minimal improvement period of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing mild improvement. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Janetta, J-A-N-E-T-T-A, Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 1/30/24, Mrs. Kirby performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and was a moderate degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/3/23, there's been no significant change. Period. No paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Period. Thank you.